Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got Jim Houts back on the show. Jim is an entrepreneur from way back. He is for decades he was a CEO of more than one organization. He's been in a lot of different industries, including the aviation, including healthcare. He's the author of a number of books, including his new one, which is really been well received, Saving America: Common Sense Solutions to Washington's Nonsense. I agree with that statement. Jim Houts, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. You've been talking a lot, Jim, about your ideas on how we can save America. And first, let me ask you this question. Why do you think America needs to be saved?
Well, I've been watching what the White House and Congress have done the last year and a half. And I think they've taken us down the wrong path. People in Congress don't listen to us anymore. They've been running the country the way they think it should be run, not the way the citizens want it run. And I really believe that if we allow Congress and the White House to proceed the next 2 years like we have the last 2 years, we're going to really damage our country.
Well, you know, Jim, you say that you use the term Congress, and I agree with you. But I have a term that I've been using for some time now that I think is actually more accurate, because Congress has been around for 225 years, 225 or so years. It's been around a long time. A lot of different people have inhabited it. But I think what we have now, more than ever before in my lifetime, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is what I call the political class. And the political class is made up of Republicans and Democrats, independents, mugwumps, lots of different kinds of folks. And these are the people who, like you said earlier, think that they don't need to listen, that they don't have to listen to anybody. They're incumbents. We know the power of the incumbent. They raise a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the problem we got right now, and I think the administration is part of this group, is the political class. We need to take the political class to the woodshed. What do you think?
I think we do, and you mentioned who we've got in Congress. I think the majority of them are mugwumps.
Yeah.
And
they don't stand for anything.
They don't stand for anything except getting elected.
Yeah.
And they'll say just about anything to get elected, and they go back to Washington and do whatever they feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would propose to you that I'm not sure exactly how many senators are running. I think it's around 35 this year. My guess is you could take 35 of your first 35 listeners and send them into D.C., and they would do a better job.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. No, I don't think there's any question about it. Well, every 2 years, the entire House and one-third of the Senate
right.
You know, circulates and is up for re-election, I should say. And so I think you're exactly right, Jim. I think that all we need is your book recommends is just common sense.
Right. Well, they don't people think that anytime you criticize Congress or the White House, well, you must either be a Republican or a liberal or a Democrat.
Right.
And I don't think it's just Republicans or Democrats. I think there's just an attitude in both parties that they are what you call the elite.
And isn't that what the Tea Party has uncovered?
Yes, it is. And I think the Tea Party has been just absolutely phenomenal. My guess is during the next 2 years, we will be talking next several years about what a great job that the Tea Party has done is getting America straightened out.
Well, you know, Jim, back when 2 years ago, when we were doing the, when the Congress was voting on the TARP plans, the bailouts, and that got a bunch of riled up. And President Obama was coming into office, and we knew some of the things he was going to be working on. Some people asked me, you know, what's it going to take to turn this around, to change this? And I said then, I only used this one term. I said, I think it's going to take a revolution. And I said that in October of 2008, and not knowing that, you know, that revolution was going to happen so quickly, and that it was going to be called the Tea Party. I think the Tea Party is not just made up of disenfranchised Republicans. It's a lot. There are a lot of independents in there, and there are a fair amount of Democrats who are part of the Tea Party movement. Jim House, hold on to that thought, folks. The book is called Saving America by Jim House, H-O-U-T-Z. Jim, what's your website quickly?
It's Jim H. House or All American Entrepreneur.
AllAmericanEntrepreneur.com. Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.